Welcome to the Walmart earnings call for the second quarter of fiscal year 2013. The date of this call is August 16th, 2012. This call is the property of Walmart Stores Incorporated and is intended for the use of Walmart shareholders and the investment community. It should not be reproduced in any way. You may navigate through this call as follows. Press 1 to rewind 10 seconds. Press 2 to pause and press 8 to resume playing. Press 3 to fast forward 10 seconds. This call will contain statements that Walmart believes are forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995, as amended, and that are intended to enjoy the protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements provided by that act. These forward-looking statements generally are identified by the use of the words or phrases anticipate, are increasing, assumption, based on, estimate, expect, expects, expected, forecast, forecasting, forecasts, goal, goals, guidance, is expected, may be impacted, may see, plan, priority, prioritize, projected, scheduled, will continue, we're going to begin, will add, will begin, will continue, will grow, will have, will help, will increase, will likely continue, will open, will provide for, will result, will see, and will spend, and or a variation of one of those words or phrases in those statements, or by the use of words and phrases of similar import. Similarly, descriptions of Walmart's objectives, plans, goals, targets, or expectations are forward-looking statements. The forward-looking statements made in this call discuss, among other matters, management's forecasts of Walmart's diluted earnings per share from continuing operations attributable to Walmart for the fiscal year ending January 31, 2013, and for the 3 months ending October 31, 2012, and the assumptions and types of assumptions underlying such forecasts, and the comparable store sales of Walmart's Walmart U.S. operating segment, and the comparable club sales, without fuel, of Walmart's Sam's Club operating segment for the 13-week period from July 28, 2012 through October 26, 2012. The forward-looking statements include statements discussing management's expectations regarding Walmart's consolidated capital expenditures during fiscal year 2013, Walmart's forecast for its effective income tax rate for the fiscal year 2013, the possible fluctuation of such rate from period to period, and a description of the factors that may affect that rate, Walmart's forecast for its consolidated net sales growth in fiscal year 2013 over fiscal year 2012, consolidated net sales, Walmart's forecast for the increase in consolidated square footage in fiscal year 2013. Walmart's goal for reducing consolidated SG&A expenses as a percentage of consolidated net sales over 5 years. And Walmart's goals of its Walmart U.S. operating segment continuing its momentum. Of its Sam's Club operating segment to continue its success for the last several quarters. For its Walmart International operating segment to improve profits and returns in its Brazilian and Chinese operations, and for Walmart to expand its capabilities and increase sales in its global e-commerce business. Such forward-looking statements also include statements regarding management's goals of achieving profitability and returns that are more balanced and of having a deeper relationship with Walmart's customers to drive greater loyalty in e-commerce, being a part of that strategy. The corporate goal of growing inventory at or less than the rate of net sales growth, and management's expectations that strengthening the company's capital efficiency model will increase the success rate of new stores and provide stronger comparable store sales. Regarding the addition of a significant number of units in the United States during the remainder of fiscal year 2013, the gross margins will continue to decline slightly as Walmart invests in price. Regarding continuing the incurrence of expenses for third-party advisors reviewing certain matters relating to the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act during the third and fourth quarters of fiscal year 2013, and the expected amount of those expenses, and that the company will continue to deliver solid financial performance and value to Walmart shareholders for years to come. The forward-looking statements discuss management's plans and expectations that the Walmart U.S. operating segment will continue to lead on price throughout the back-to-school season and into the second half of fiscal year 2013. The segment's gross margin rate will continue to decrease from its fiscal year 2012 gross margin rate as the segment executes its strategic price investment. The segment's inventory position will help drive sales in the second half of fiscal 2013. The segment will continue to actively manage through transitions of brand drugs to generic drugs and deliver additional value to customers. The segment will continue to expand the Walmart Express test format, begin defining its distribution and operation strategy for that format, and open multiple Express stores in a single market. The segment will open a projected number of new stores of various formats in the third quarter of fiscal 2013 within a particular range. The segment will open a certain number of small format stores in fiscal year 2013, and the segment will continue to leverage expenses and invest the money saved in price to fuel the productivity loop. The forward-looking statements discuss management's plans and expectations with respect to Walmart's Walmart International operating segment, including the segment's priority of driving the EDLP-EDLC business philosophy into the segment's markets and its goals of driving growth and improving returns, and management's expectations for the earnings growth of Walmart's MassMart subsidiary for the 12 months ended June 2012. For the segment's United Kingdom, Mexican, and Canadian markets, continuing to provide a solid foundation for the growth of revenue and profit for the remainder of fiscal year 2013. For improvements in service and productivity in Mexico resulting from implementation of associate scheduling processes. Regarding Walmart de Mexico's addition of certain amounts, certain square footage, and capital expenditures for fiscal 2013. That as a result of the delay of Walmex store openings, the segment's annual square footage growth will decrease, but that capital expenditures will be made ahead of store openings. The segment's Brazilian operations will continue to demonstrate price leadership on a broad basket of goods, that the growth of square footage in the Brazilian operations will decrease from the original plan, that the segment will open fewer stores and will grow square footage by certain amounts in China in fiscal year 2013, and for the total growth in square footage for the segment and for the capital expenditures of the segment in fiscal year 2013. The forward-looking statements also discuss management's expectations for Walmart's Sam's Club operating segment, that the trend of increased certain prescription drug sales will continue for the segment, that inflation will have a lesser effect on revenues in future periods. And regarding the number of new clubs that the segment will open in the third quarter of fiscal year 2013, the forward-looking statements also discuss other goals and objectives of Walmart and the anticipation and expectations of Walmart and its management as to other future occurrences, trends, and results. All of these forward-looking statements are subject to risks, uncertainties, and other factors, domestically and internationally, including general economic conditions affecting specific markets in which we operate, competitive pressures, inflation and deflation, consumer confidence, disposable income, credit availability, spending patterns and debt levels, the seasonality of Walmart's business and seasonal buying patterns in the United States and other markets, geopolitical conditions and events, weather conditions and events and their effects, catastrophic events and natural disasters and their effects on Walmart's business, public health emergencies, civil unrest and disturbances and terrorist attacks, commodity prices, the cost of goods Walmart sells, transportation cost, the cost of diesel fuel, gasoline, natural gas, and electricity, the selling prices of gasoline, disruption of Walmart's supply chain, including transport of goods from foreign suppliers, information security costs, trade restrictions, changes in tariff and freight rates, labor costs, the availability of qualified labor pools in Walmart's markets, changes in employment laws and regulations, the cost of health care and other benefits, casualty and other insurance costs, accident-related costs, the costs of construction materials, the availability of acceptable building sites for new stores, clubs and facilities, zoning, land use and other regulatory restrictions, adoption of or changes in tax and other laws and regulations that affect Walmart's business, including changes in corporate tax rates, developments in and the outcome of legal and regulatory proceedings to which Walmart is a party or is subject, currency exchange rate fluctuations, changes in market interest rates, conditions and events affecting domestic and global financial and capital markets, the unanticipated need to change Walmart's objectives and plans, and other risks. Walmart discusses certain of these matters more fully in its filings with the SEC, including its most recent annual report on Form 10-K. And the information on this call should be read in conjunction with that annual report on Form 10-K. and together with all of Walmart's other filings made with the SEC through the date of this call, including its quarterly reports on Form 10-Q and current reports on Form 8-K. We urge you to consider all of these risks, uncertainties, and other factors carefully in evaluating the forward-looking statements made in this call. Because of these factors, changes in facts, assumptions not being realized, or other circumstances, Walmart's actual results may differ materially from anticipated results expressed or implied in these forward-looking statements. The forward-looking statements made in this call are made on and as of the date of this call, and Walmart undertakes no obligation to update these forward-looking statements to reflect subsequent events or circumstances. The comparable store sales for our total U.S. operations and comparable club sales for our Sam's Club segment and certain other financial measures relating to our Sam's Club segment discussed on this call exclude the impact of fuel sales of our Sam's Club segment. Those measures, as well as our return on investment, free cash flow, and amounts stated on a constant currency basis, which are also adjusted to exclude the effect of acquisitions as discussed in this call, may be considered non-GAAP financial measures. Reconciliations of certain non-GAAP financial measures to the most directly comparable GAAP measures are available for review on the investor relations portion of our corporate website at www.walmartstores.com/investors, and in the information included in our current report on Form 8-K that we furnished to the SEC on August 16, 2012.
Hello, this is Carol Schumacher, Vice President of Investor Relations for Walmart Stores, Inc. Thanks for joining us today for our earnings call to review the second quarter of fiscal 2013. All information for this quarter, including our unit counts, square footage, and financial metrics, is available on our website, and that's walmartstores.com/investors. Please note that while we update unit counts on a monthly basis on our website, in the earnings discussion today, unit counts and square footage are referred to as of the quarter end. Our press release is available on the website, and a full transcript of this call has already been posted there. Here's the agenda for today's call. Mike Duke, President and CEO of Walmart Stores, Inc., will open the call with his thoughts about the quarter, as well as highlights of our key results. Jeff Davis, SVP of Finance and Treasurer, will cover the consolidated financial details. Then we'll kick off the operations portion with Bill Simon, President and CEO of Walmart U.S. Next will be Doug McMillon, President and CEO of Walmart International. And Rosalind Brewer, President and CEO of Sam's Club, will round out that portion. Charles Holley, our CFO, will wrap up the call with an analysis of our financial priorities, as well as EPS guidance for the third quarter and the full year. A few reminders before we get into the details. Walmart's consolidated financial statements are based on a fiscal year ending January 31 for both our U.S. and Canadian operations, and December 31 for all other operations. We provide comparable sales guidance for Walmart U.S. and Sam's Club on the 4-5-4 calendar each quarter for the upcoming quarter. We do not give any annual comp guidance for the U.S. operations. We refer to the impact of changes in currency exchange rates throughout this call. As you know, for financial reporting purposes, each period, we convert the balance sheets and operating results from the local country currency to the U.S. dollar. The increase or decrease in the company's results as a result of changes in these currency exchange rates from one year to the next is what we refer to as the impact of currency exchange rates. We calculate the effect of such changes as the difference between current period activities translated using the current period's currency exchange rates and translated using the comparable prior year period's rates. We also exclude the impact of acquisitions until those acquisitions are included in both comparable periods. This methodology is what we use to calculate measures on a, quote, constant currency, unquote, basis. There's additional disclosure in today's press release on the impact of currency exchange rate fluctuations to our business. When we use the term gross profit, we're referring to actual dollars. Gross profit as a percentage of net sales, or gross profit rate, refers to the percentage obtained by dividing gross profit by sales dollars. All comparisons are calculated as the change between the current quarter and the prior year quarter, unless stated otherwise. Consistent with our forward-looking statement at the beginning of today's call, we discuss our existing Foreign Corrupt Practices Act investigation and related matters in the filed portion of our May 17, 2012 Form 8K, as well as in our Form 10Q that was filed on June 1, 2012. Please refer to that disclosure on our website for information concerning these FCPA matters. The investigation remains ongoing, and it would be inappropriate to comment further on specific allegations, and for us or others to come to specific conclusions until the investigation is finished. As a reminder, our annual meeting for the investment community is Wednesday, October 10th in Bentonville, Arkansas. The meeting will begin early in the morning that day, and as always, we will video webcast the presentations, and they'll be archived on the investor portion of our website. During the past year, we've been working very hard to enhance our corporate website, and the new site will be live next week. You'll find the Investors tab at the new site located at www.corporate.walmart.com, and you'll be redirected if you go to our current website to the new location. One last item. We launched the Walmart Investor Relations app in April, which has a great deal of information for our shareholders. The latest update of the app will be available the last week of August. You can download it really easily for both iOS and Android devices. That's it for the announcements, so let's get started, Mike, with our results.
Thanks, Carol, and good morning, everyone. Walmart had a strong second quarter, and I'm pleased with the earnings and overall results our company delivered. Our more than 2 million associates around the world did a fantastic job of serving our customers, and they really appreciate that we help our customers save money so that they can live better. Walmart reported second quarter diluted earnings per share of $1.18, at the top of our guidance of $1.13 to $1.18. This represents an 8.3% increase from last year's second quarter EPS of $1.09. Let's cover some of the highlights from the second quarter. Walmart U.S. continued its momentum this quarter with comp sales growth of 2.2%. Ticket and traffic were positive, and operating income grew faster than sales. Our Walmart U.S. business now has delivered positive comp sales for four consecutive quarters. I'm really proud of International's underlying performance. All countries delivered positive comp sales for the quarter. On a constant currency basis, sales would have grown 7.2% and operating income would have been up 11.9%. Sam's Club continues to provide value to its members by delivering consistently strong results, driven by positive traffic and ticket due to quality merchandise. Comp sales without fuel increased 4.2% and operating income grew more than twice the rate of sales. We reported consolidated net sales of $113.5 billion, up 4.5%. Currency negatively impacted net sales by approximately $2.2 billion, and without that impact, net sales would have been $115.7 billion. It should be no surprise to hear me say that our company leveraged operating expenses again this quarter. Our intense focus on delivering productivity and reducing cost allows us to invest in lower prices for our customers and to deliver strong profitability for our shareholders. Consolidated operating income was $6.7 billion this quarter, up 4.9% from last year. We achieved our goal of growing profits faster than sales. I'm really pleased with the continued momentum we see in our Walmart U.S. stores, and this now marks three consecutive quarters of positive comp traffic and four quarters of positive comp sales. There's such a clear focus among the leadership team to drive the strategy of broad assortment and price leadership. We continue to win back customers and attract new ones. We will not let up on our passion to reduce operating expenses so that we can invest in lower prices. This is the promise our customers expect from Walmart and what drives greater loyalty. We are also pleased with the sales and profitability for Walmart International. Our goal is to achieve profitability and returns that are more balanced. And to do that, we must improve operational and sales productivity in some of our emerging markets. EDLP drives customer loyalty and helps reduce cost. Our full transition to EDLP is underway, and this remains central to long-term growth for International. We are moderating our strategic investment in new stores in three emerging markets as we focus our leadership teams on improving comp sales in existing stores. International remains our growth engine, but at a slightly slower pace, and you will hear more from Doug on the details. We are strengthening our capital efficiency model to improve site approval, design, and the review process for new stores in all operating segments. We believe this will increase the success rate of our new stores and provide for stronger comp sales in the future. Across all operating segments, we also are reducing construction costs to deliver more productive stores. Now, I love visiting Sam's Club. The quality and innovation in merchandising and services are contributing to strong comp sales, with increases in traffic and ticket. On a two-year stack basis, Sam's continues to drive fantastic comp sales while improving quality. The result of Sam's initiatives is greater value, which helps attract new members and strong renewals. We've been focused on stepping up the intensity of our global e-commerce opportunity. Recruiting talent is easier now that we're gaining more respect in Silicon Valley for the innovative work that we're doing. The technology community sees our potential for the next generation of e-commerce, and there is a great deal of excitement about working for Walmart. Our goal is to have a deeper relationship with our customers to drive greater loyalty, and e-commerce is key to that strategy. We're also constantly driving innovation. We're building a new global platform to take our assortment and services to every one of our markets simultaneously. As you know, we previously took a minority position in Yihaodian, a fast-growing e-commerce business in China. We're pleased that this week, our potential increased investment in Yihaodian received conditional approval by the Antitrust Regulatory Authority in China. We still have a few important steps before the agreement is completed, but we're encouraged by the progress and pleased with the response from the government. On July the 2nd, we marked the 50th anniversary of our company, and we're pleased that our mission to save people money so that they can live better continues to drive us. The Walmart everyday low price model is as relevant today as it was in 1962.